Why don't we see northern lights everywhere on Earth? We say northern lights, and immediately the mind goes to long winter nights in the Arctic. But have you ever wondered why the aurora does not happen everywhere on the planet? Our magnetic field shields the Earth from solar winds and storms. The field starts and ends at the magnetic poles. This means that close to the north and south magnetic poles, the magnetic shield is weaker, and some solar particles manage to get through the gaps and crash directly into the Earth's atmosphere. Since it's only close to the poles that the Earth's magnetic field is weak enough for the solar particles to escape, the polar regions is where the aurora happens. The area typically interested by the polar lights is called the aurora oval, like a belt around the magnetic poles of the Earth. As our planet obviously has two magnetic poles, two aurora ovals exist, and two auroras. Now, the term northern lights only apply to the northern hemisphere, where the lights appear close to the North Pole. In the southern one, the phenomenon is instead called, you might have guessed it, the southern lights, or scientifically, aurora australis. Interesting fact, the two auroras are sisters, but they are not twins. In fact, the same solar wind affects both hemispheres, but seasonal differences, due to the inclination of the Earth's axis, means that the phenomenon won't be symmetrical in the two hemispheres. So, why are the southern lights so little heard of? The aurora belt typically extends between 60 degrees and 70 degrees of latitude in both hemispheres. Looking at the map, you'll notice right away how vast areas in North America, Greenland, Europe and Asia are located under the oval in the northern hemisphere. The southern hemisphere is another story, as no inhabited lands are directly under the southern aurora oval. As a result, the aurora australis is rarely seen by humans. A little further north, Patagonia, Tasmania and the south of New Zealand can sometimes turn into good viewing points for the southern lights. Keep in mind that the aurora does not need to be directly overhead, but can be observed from as much as 600 miles away if conditions are right. This is very much the case in the southern hemisphere, where you can expect to see the lights not looking up, but looking south towards the pole, and only at times of intense auroral activity. Intense northern lights are the result of intense solar activity, what we call solar storms. When a solar storm reaches our magnetosphere, our magnetic shield, an above average amount of solar particles manage to penetrate the magnetic field, causing the aurora oval to expand, and sometimes even shift further away from the poles. It is the location and extension of the aurora oval that determines where the northern lights will be visible from. And the intense activity often means that the aurora might be seen at middle latitudes, much closer to the equator than usual. For example, a moderate solar storm can cause the northern lights to be visible in the Great Lakes region in North America, Scotland, and southern Scandinavia in Europe. While the exceptional Carrington event of 1858, the strongest ever recorded geomagnetic storm, caused the northern lights to reach southern Europe, the Caribbean, and even Mexico,